cover.
This is Mike Cancel Bergen, coming to you from Comic-Con 2014. We're here with Greg Pak right now. Greg, how has it been working on the Superman-Batman comic during the 75th anniversary?
It's been amazing. There was a certain point when Jim Lee called me up and said Batman and Superman, and I was like, yes! And, every once in a while you get a crazy call, and it changes everything. I love those characters, and I love the book. My editor is Eddie Berganza, and he's been a dream to work with. And, when you put Superman and Batman together, great things happen. I mean, those two characters have been around for 75 years because they are amazing characters with these great backstories that so clearly define them. And when you put them together, they clash with each other and contrast with each other and fit with each other in really interesting ways. And it just, and stories just kind of flow. These are two people who are totally committed to really the same thing, but they're coming at it from totally different angles. And as a result, they've got these great contrasts and conflicts that are just a huge amount of fun to write around.
So you must be excited about the movie coming out. What are your thoughts on that?
I'm totally excited about it. I joke about this. I have zero fan outrage about any of the movie stuff. I'm just always interested to see what happens. The movies, for whatever reason, kind of occupy a different space in my head, and I am, whatever they're going to do, I want to see it, and I'm pumped to see it. But in particular, I'm totally psyched about, just the casting they've talked about and the images that have come out. That all looks great. I can't wait to see what's going on.
I think it's a great way to look at it, and it's the same way I do, too. I just don't even try and think about the lore behind it to say, okay, something brand new almost. But on that note, do you think any of your story points will be incorporated into the movie?
I have no idea. It would be awesome, but I would honestly doubt that the storylines that I've been working on will, because they are going to be, it sounds like, I don't even know. I shouldn't even speculate about what the movie's going to be, but like the first story that I did in the Batman Superman book is has Batman and Superman of our world meeting their alternate universe counterparts, and I kind of doubt that will be the kind of story they're going to launch with a movie. But who knows? Maybe they'll take little bits here and there. You never know, and it's always fun if that stuff shows up.
Okay. Now, so, if you could do your own stuff, which one of your stories would you actually like to see? If they came up to you and said, which one would you want us to do on the big screen?
I would want to do the Action Comic story the first Action Comic story I did with Superman and and Lana Lang heading into Subterranea and meeting Baca the Monster Boy in Subterranea and Ghost Soldier. I would do that story.
And you also wrote Planet Hulk, one of my favorites. Can you talk a little bit about how that came to be? Because it seemed like there was this great progression of, they sent him into space, you had Planet Hulk, came back World War Hulk, you had the whole Civil War going on in the background. It was really great storytelling.
Well, thanks so much. I got invited in to talk to Joe Quesada and Axel Alonso and Mark Paniccia, and Joe said, Hulk, alien planet, gladiator, and I was like, sign me up. So they had the idea of shooting Hulk into space and having him land on an alien planet and become a gladiator. And that's basically what they gave me to work with, and I was like, awesome. So I got to create this whole world, I got to figure out what the heck this emotional story was all about, which, spoiler alert, is monster to hero. And it was just a huge, amazing opportunity. So it was a blast.
Okay, if there was a brand new fan to your work, what piece of work would you want them to look at first to really kind of get to know what you would, what you're all about?
That's a great question. I would say the Action Comics run that starts with issue number 25. That Aaron Cooter and I are working on right now. That's a great starting point, and I think really proud of it. Magneto Testament, Planet Hulk, Doctor Strange Season 1. Those are all pretty great books for somebody who if you haven't read comics for a long time, you're kind of looking, where do I start? Those are all four of those are great places just to jump on board. So check them out, please.
Greg, thank you so much.
Thank
this is Mike
guys.
Kay and Sal Bergen from Inside Pulse signing off.
I appreciate it.